Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we head into a fall weekend. It's Friday. It's, you know, the great news. I love the president, but the good news is he left New York. Boy, it was a traffic nightmare in Midtown. You couldn't move. Frozen zones, closed streets. But what is the deal with these UN idiots? They're not done? They're going to stay?
No, yeah. There's a lot more guys around here.
Yeah,
I don't want to go back home.
Well, I thought it was a one-week thing, but apparently there's events today, and then there's stuff on Monday, which means they're here for the weekend. So if you're still thinking of driving into Manhattan, you got to be very careful around the east side. And some of the major hotels have these world leaders staying. They don't go. They never leave.
Would you?
You know, they all over the world attack us. They're all socialists. They're all this. They're all that. They got their Sharia law. They got their this stuff, their that stuff. As soon as they get here, they're shopping. They're going to restaurants, strip clubs. They're having fun. Broadway shows. Can't get rid of these people.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the bottom line on all this. I think the Democrats have turned a corner. They're in big, big trouble. Big, big trouble. They got a couple of things going on. Even Peggy Noonan, who's the official columnist of the Swamp, in her column today, even she admits this is the end of Biden. They have done Biden in. Whatever happens here is going to expose Biden, the Biden family, the corruption, the influence peddling, the graft. That, you know, these Biden kids are protected by the media. These Biden kids are really bad. I mean, look at Hunter gets stopped. They find a crack pipe in his car, multiple licenses, a badge. He's thrown out of the military for drug use, a paternity suit. Should I keep going? These kids have a lot of problems, a lot of drug scandals, sex scandals, these scandals, all kinds of stuff with these Biden kids. You could argue that, you know, they lost their mother, or they're troubled, they're this, they're that. You could argue all of that, but that doesn't explain the influence peddling, the graft. And that Peggy Noonan gets into that. She said there should be something called a class act. Congress should pass a class act. You have to show a little class if you're lucky enough, she says, to be part of a respected family like the Biden family. Don't run around the world cashing in and selling influence peddling and all that stuff. If you watch the fake news, CNN, all that stuff, you'll see them, the Lester Holtz, the Chuck Todds, they'll constantly mention that Biden has been cleared of everything. Hunter did nothing illegal. He's been totally cleared in the Ukraine. Which makes you say to yourself, how is this not illegal that you can do this? You're the vice president. Your kid can go to any country. You're the vice president. I don't remember exactly why. The president, Obama at the time, put Biden in charge of dealing with the Ukraine and giving money to Ukraine and all that. So next thing you know, Hunter runs over there and gets himself on the board of this weird company. I think it was $85,000 a month, not $50,000 a month. He ended up getting millions out of this company. Now, in the defense of the company, maybe they saw that Hunter had just been thrown out of the military, just been picked up with a crack pipe, had been sleeping with his brother's widow. Maybe they said to themselves, why don't we get this guy to be a director of the company? This is the kind of guy we need on our board. Maybe it was legitimate. But the problem is it exposes all of this. Then the kid goes to China and gets $1 billion, $1.5 billion, actually. This kind of profiteering, and not only that, but Hunter launders the money that he got paid from the Ukraine. It went through two countries to get into his bank account. Latvia and Cyprus.
Giving it a nice scenic route home.
So the point is, if, as Chuck Todd and Lester Holton, these idiots will argue, he was totally cleared, nothing illegal here. Well, any normal person looks at this and says, this should be illegal. This is disgusting. So Biden is now Hillary. He's got all the Hillary baggage, corrupt dynasty, corrupt political family. Everybody's on the take. That's perfect for Trump to run against. He won't even have to come up with anything new. Just repeat the Hillary campaign. Crooked Biden, crooked family, crooked everything. It's pretty bad, isn't it? I mean, when you're a normal, objective sort of guy, when you look at this.
Of course it's not proper.
It's not.
Of course, in business you wouldn't allow it.
No, it's ridiculous. Now the other thing, there's calls now, not just the president. People are calling for Adam Schiff to resign. Nancy Pelosi made a strategic decision. It turns out this actually happened. They decided to move this out of Nadler's committee. Normally that's where it goes, the Judiciary Committee, but there was enough excuse to move it to the Intelligence Committee. And they've decided they'd rather have this in the shift committee, and for three reasons. One, they've realized that Nadler is absolutely repulsive on television, repulsive looking, and turns off a lot of people. And they saw in the Lewandowski hearing that Nadler is incompetent and a bumbler when he didn't even understand executive privilege. And it came out on television. He didn't understand how it worked. That was embarrassing. The other reason they moved it, the Nadler committee has some really sharp, really articulate Republicans who would do the cross-examining, like Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, those kind of guys. So they did not want those guys on camera. The shift committee's got Devin Nunes and a couple of, but they're not as effective as the other guys. The really good Republican cross-examiners are on Nadler's committee. So they don't want them to get their shot on television. So that's why it's with the shift committee. Now, Schiff screwed up a little yesterday. He read the transcript, but it wasn't the transcript. What, do you have that thing that he read? It was, he made it, sound like, he actually read this into the record. This is under oath. This is in a hearing. Schiff is reading this under oath into the record. Listen to this.
I hear what you want. I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, nothing like that is in the transcript. That's not in the transcript, obviously. That's a ridiculous embellishment, total distortion, exaggeration. Schiff's excuse later, when confronted with it, he said he was doing parody. It was just a parody. But by doing that in the official formal hearing under oath, by doing that, isn't he admitting you can't just read the transcript? It wouldn't sound bad.
It wouldn't be bad enough, right? He had to embellish it.
It wouldn't be bad. If he just read the actual transcript, it wouldn't sound bad. So he had to make up this stuff. But to stick that in there, Trump saying, I want you to make up stuff on this guy. Well, there's nothing remotely in that direction. Nothing. If you read the actual transcript, and in the beginning, first of all, he doesn't ask about Biden. That's much later. He just throws that in at the end. What he asked for is an investigation into CrowdStrike and the 2016 election. And if you knew the facts, most people, you know, fake news never reports this. Remember the DNC server was hacked? That's a big deal. You'd want that. Wouldn't you want that looked into? Remember they were supposedly they were looking for election tampering? We got to get to the bottom of this. The DNC server was hacked. The DNC brought in this weird company, CrowdStrike, out of the Ukraine to investigate for them and hand them the investigation. Then the FBI said, well, let's check the server. Now, think about this. The DNC still, to this day, has refused to let the FBI ever see the server.
Hmm.
And you know where the server is? It's in the Ukraine. It was moved there. So that's why the president, in that call, and also at the time, it was believed the hack, all that kind of stuff, may have originated other stuff out of the Ukraine. So in the call, the president says, I want you to do us a favor. He doesn't say me. He says us, and that means the country. I want you to do us a favor. Could you look into the 2016 election CrowdStrike, see if anything came out of the Ukraine, if there's anything there? Now, isn't that what everybody's wanted for 2 years?
That's what the Democrats even wanted.
Yeah, everybody. So that was the conversation for most of it. Then at the end, he says, if you could also look into Hunter Biden and his son, that thing with having the prosecutor fired, I think we'd like to know what happened there.
Yeah.
Hey, you'll notice Biden has not spoken publicly. You'll notice Biden hasn't come out and said, I welcome this investigation. I would like this. Yes, please investigate. Clear my name. Clear my son's name. Have you heard Biden say that? No.
He says he's been cleared. Hey. No wrongdoing was found.
Yeah, there's nothing illegal there. You know, it's like when Maxine Waters' husband gets $12 million under the government loan program for whatever business he's in. They're awarding money to the banks under some government program. Yeah. And the one that her husband has the stock in, that's the one that gets the money. Those kind of things. Believe it or not, it's not illegal. Do you know a member of Congress can engage in insider trading? It's legal for Congress. Totally legal.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So, and remember, if you're in Congress, you get the results of those FDA drug trials before anybody else. You know what laws are about to be passed. You know who's been investigated. You know all the, you can make a fortune insider trading. So if you ever said, how did Harry Reid go into office and makes $100,000 a year. Now he's worth $50 million when he leaves. It's a lot of that kind of stuff. And The reason Republicans aren't jumping up to defend Donald Trump, the ones in the Senate, all of their relatives are on the payroll of major companies. You know, the big companies all over the world, they say to themselves, Fred Cruz, he'd be good for our board. Tony Rubio, let's hire him. Everybody's relatives get hired for all these things. So who's really pushing this, though? Who's behind all this? Hey, it shows you one thing, that people can work together here. Look how they're working together. Romney, Obama, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Hillary, they're all working on this one project together. Think about this, though. Epstein is killed, and now something breaks out that's going to destroy Biden. Who would be behind, who would like those two things to happen? Epstein to be dead and Biden to be ruined.
No.
I don't know. The one person that benefits from both is Hillary Clinton.
Just so happens she's out doing public appearances, too.
Yeah, just at the time where she was launching her comeback. She's doing a tour now. Supposedly, it's about a book. What is this book called? It's about courageous women or something?
Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of people who have read that book. They don't like the book. They said it's badly written. It stinks. It's got a weird edge to it, a weird attitude in it. It's in every, and if you read every story, the husband is evil and disgusting, and despite the awful husband, the woman rose up. Gee, I wonder where that came from. I wonder what made Hillary write it that way. So what happens when Biden's out? Well, Elizabeth Warren, ahead in the Democratic polls, major donors have all said to the DNC, if you go with Warren, we will desert you and go with Trump. Major donors.
Whoa.
They've been officially told, and some of them even went on CNBC to reinforce the message. If you nominate Warren, we will either sit it out or we'll support Trump.
Well, she's going to overtax all those businesses.
Yeah, no kidding.
Limit their ability to make money.
Look at the Sanders and Warren. They want us to go socialist, and they think Trump is the treasonous one. They want to take away our democracy, go socialist. So, hey, this whistleblower admits he has no direct knowledge, heard nothing. He's got sources. He doesn't have any direct knowledge, but he's got people telling him things. Technically, I think the legal term for that is gossip columnist, isn't it?
Hearsay.
Hearsay.
Yeah, inadmissible in court.
Yeah, but the whistleblower. Hey, where was this whistleblower in 2016 when Comey, Strzok, Page, and Clapper were conspiring? The whistleblower was sure quiet then, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But they say the whistleblower is from the CIA. It's a CIA agent. Aha. Oh, so this is the same guy that told you about the WMD all over the place. And the good news is this will force liberals and Democrats once again to pretend they like the CIA. Suddenly they're defending the CIA. Normally they hate the CIA. So what happens? Where does this go? Probably nowhere. There's nothing going on in the hearing of any consequence that anybody could ever charge anybody with. But it's the fake news propelling this. So if you watch any of these news, if you watch Lester Holt, or boy, is it dramatic. Impeachment hearings, and then they bring on our team of experts. And then you look at the experts. It's the most biased fake news people ever. Andrea Mitchell, Chuck Todd, all of these people. So they make it sound like it's Watergate, it's Iran-Contra.
Well, there was one reporter who, this little thing that Trump said in New York about spies, you know, yeah. You know what he was. He says the president threatened violence.
Threatened violence. Well, all these things have one thing in common. Whitewater, they try to cover that up. Paula Jones, the problem there, the president tried to block her case and her investigation. Watergate, Nixon wasn't involved in the Watergate break-in, but he jumped in and tried to help block the investigation. You remember, there's actual recordings where he says to tell the FBI, shut down that investigation. Tell the CIA, stop investigating. Tell everybody, stop investigating. Iran-Contra, it looks like they were trying to stop the investigation. This is the first impeachment ever where a guy's in trouble for calling for the investigation, for asking for a full investigation. He's in trouble. And
well, the other big issue is this movement of the complaint or the phone call to a secret server so that nobody could get it.
Yeah, they tell you, oh, he moved it to a very secure...
That's obstruction.
Well, not really. If you've secured it, that's not obstruction. Obstruction would be if you destroyed it or erased it.
Mm-hmm.
If he told... That's where Nixon got into trouble, where he had recordings, and suddenly the 18 minutes got erased that everybody was talking about. Certain day, everybody was
talking
about.
Well, that's true,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if he put it to the safest possible place and absolutely secured it.
I mean, he did release it, so I don't know that that's such a big deal.
Yeah, you could easily argue, because at the time of the move, everybody was discussing it. And I would think, now this is a serious point, not as Len would say, was a Republican talking point. No, this is a serious point. I would think at that moment, they hadn't made the decision on whether they were going to release it. And I hate to say it, but you know you can't trust these spooks in the White House, the CIA intelligence community. And they've already got a leak. So if I were him, I would think, we've already got a leak here. Somebody's going to leak the thing out, the document.
Right, yeah.
So if, and I think any president would do that at that moment. You think, this is, 50 guys are going to try to leak this out, put it on our most secure server. They have one server where you can't, nobody can leak anything out.
Yeah.
So I would think that's the reason. Len always says it. That's a Republican talking point.
Well, that's a good talking point. I keep that one.
There's no such thing, by the way. I haven't. This is like an old archaic expression. There was such a thing in the 90s. Bill Clinton invented it.
Well, they did send around talking points, didn't they, Democrats?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Bill Clinton was listening to Rush one day, and he got mad, and he said, there was somebody on who couldn't defend the thing, and he said, why don't we send out, he called them talking points. He told Dick Morris to do it. And he said, we'll make up some good facts and that they can use and send them out. You know the first guy to receive them from the White House? Alan Combs, old buddy.
Oh, perfect, yeah.
But this was in the 90s. Have you ever seen anybody, I used to read everywhere. Sean Hannity just reads Republican talking points.
Right,
there are facts to him every day. I used to fill in for Sean all the time back then, and every time I'd come in, I go, where are these talking points? Can I? The people that check the fax machine, did any talking points come? What? Have you ever seen anybody send you talking points?
No, I haven't gotten
any. I don't think so. So we got lots to get to. Check this out on the web page. No, wait a minute. Those are all yesterday's.
They were good.
Oh, well, there's good stuff up there today. We'll find it. But we got all kinds of new stuff on the webpage. Just go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mark Simone on 710WOR.
Hey, let's take some calls. Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm glad you're doing good.
I'm glad you're glad.
Thank you. Very much.
You're welcome.
beautiful day today, huh?
It's a wonderful day today. Hey, this is New York, not Pennsylvania. No happy greetings. We just start talking.
You know I had enough of New York. That's why I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Mark, this is the thing. I don't think enough is being stressed about the fact that this whistleblower, it was all hearsay. It's inadmissible. Like you guys said, like Howie Carr said yesterday, like Jay Sekulow was saying last night, it's inadmissible. And the fact that Nancy Pelosi, again, decided to move forward without reading the transcript the same way they were hanging everything on the Mueller report, it's so disgusting. And I'm really upset because it's my president, your president, and I'm sick of this, man.
Yeah, well, it's a good point. You know, I'll tell you what might be the real reason for all this. You notice this is getting mushroomed up into something much bigger than it is. There's no impeachment. There's no anything. This is like an inquiry. The reason this is getting mushroomed up into an enormous thing, the two IG reports are about to come out. Horowitz and Huber. They're coming in the next couple of weeks. These are very damning reports. They're going to show Comey, Strzok, Page, Clapper, Brennan, all of these people did awful things to candidate Trump in 2016. Also, it's going to be followed by the special counsel. What's his name? Durham. Durham is dangerous to these Democrats. Durham has been very quietly going about his work. So some really bad stuff is going to come out. People are going to get arrested. People are going to get indicted. People are going to get charged. You're going to see that there was a plot by the Democrats, by many in the Obama administration, to go after candidate Trump. That's why this is being put all over the place right now. It's sort of going to, you know, try to make it look like, see, look, he's doing the same thing. So, but it's not the same thing. It's more of a response. Because the main thing he asks as the favor, could you look into the 2016 election and see what happened?
That's what the Democrats want, right?
Yeah, that's supposedly what they wanted. Let's go to Lorraine in Long Island. Hey, Lorraine.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Good morning. You just said a mouthful, but also I have two other points I wanted to make.
Well, let's hear one, see if it's any good. Then we'll decide on that second one.
All right, let me finish my statement. Somebody on another radio show, conservative radio show, said that they have a feeling this is John Bolton's doing because of revenge.
Nah, I don't think so. He's not that kind of guy.
You don't think so?
No. What's the next point?
All right. So my other thing is this complaint. This was somebody, some lawyer, some professor said this piece of paper was written up by a very professional legal mind. The footnotes, everything was done so precise. This could not have been done by this whistleblower. They just handed it over to him, the jerk.
Oh, yeah. No. This is all coordinated. There's people behind this. Yeah, no, there's Hillary lawyers all over this. There's Obama lawyer. Hey, you know, have you heard from Obama on this? Has he come out to defend Joe? he's hoping Joe goes down in flames. Let's go to Tony in White Plains. Hey, Tony.
Yeah, Mark, you know, I understand. Huh. When Shifty Schiff was reading that false statement, supposedly what the whistleblower said, and it was all made up by him the way he wanted it to come out. And all yeah. Why didn't one of the Republicans stop him and say, wait a minute, that's not what's in the... In the report,
that's why it was moved from Nadler's committee to Schiff's. Had that been in the Nadler committee, first of all, Nadler wouldn't have been smart enough to even come up with a parody. But there's really tough guys on that Nadler committee. Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan is really good. Jordan would have hit that buzzer thing and said, point of order, and he would have interrupted all that. Yeah, that's why it moved to the Schiff committee. So it's going to be there for a while. So, you know, I felt bad. That guy they're grilling, torturing for, you know, the guy's a 2-star admiral. What are you beating up on this guy for? This is a distinguished 2-star admiral has to sit there and listen to this.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
You don't know, he did a good job. But again, it's disrespectful to him to put him through this whole thing. I'll tell you why this is bad. There's a lot of independents. There's Trump lovers that love Trump. There's all the Trump hater Democrats. They're never going to vote for Trump. But the election is decided by independents in the middle. I think this is going to, the Democrats have turned a corner here. A lot of independents are getting a little turned off and saying this is a little too much now. We're not thrilled with the guy's behavior, but this is too much. Bottom line on this, Democrats made one too many false 911 calls. And this is a bad one. This is a bad one. They're going to have a problem. Hey, that new film, The Irishman, the Scorsese film, it opens in November, but tonight's the debut. At the New York Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
It's long. It's like 4 hours.
4 hours?
Well, 3 hours and 40 minutes. Yeah, it's pretty long. Oh. I didn't realize that Goodfellas is almost 3 hours. Casino is 3 hours. But those are so great, you don't notice it. I don't know if this... I can't tell from the preview. I went back and looked at the Goodfellas preview trailer. You couldn't tell from that how good it is. So you can't tell from the trailer, but... And they have this special... The reason it costs $190 million, they use this de-aging technology because in the film, De Niro has to be 30 and then 50 and then 80 and then 60. And the de-aging technology can make him younger, make him older. But watch the clips. We have them up on the webpage. You can see the trailer.
What?
Be honest. It looks like he goes from 56 years old to 69 years old. Doesn't look like he goes to even when he's supposed to be 30 in World War II in the army, still looks 50. but it looks like it's pretty good. But the whole movie is fiction. It's the first of these movies, Casino, Goodfellas, every word was true from real life. This Frank Sheeran book is total fiction. He made it all up. Total fiction. Anyway, we'll talk more about it once the word gets out on the film. We'll see all the reviews probably after tonight. Lionel will be with us next. We'll see what he's got to say about all of this coming up on 710 WOR.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone.
On 710 WOR.
Well, Lionel, of course, a great radio TV host and a YouTube star, Lionel Nation at YouTube, and of course, LionelMedia.com, and you can follow Lionel on Twitter. Lionel, how you doing? He'll be at the Cutting Room, too. When is that?
October the 5th, 7 p.m., tickets available at Lionel Media. Thank you so much. A barn burner. My ode is called Greta Thunberg, the Musical, and it's a showstopper.
Mark, you know that somebody came up with a video 30 years ago. They brought this little girl to speak at the UN about how we're all going to be dead in 10 years because of climate. 30 years ago, they did that same trick.
Yeah, but it was for different reasons. Anyway, you know, Mark, you said something before. You said, you know, this whistleblower, this is hearsay. How many times have you heard people say, you know, this is hearsay? You can't use that. That's hearsay. Mark, we use hearsay all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know where people got this wrong. But do you know what it is defined in law? May I teach
Oh, yes. I should point out Lionel's also a lawyer, a former prosecutor.
And love the rules of evidence. Hearsay for court is very simply this. Number one, an out-of-court statement. Before we get to the next one, why is that important? Number one, it's not under oath. And number two, we don't see demeanor evidence. We don't know how the statement was made. Was the statement made laughing? Was the statement said proudly? We don't know. Because the person who was telling you what was said, it goes through their filter. So that's the first thing, out-of-court statement. But here's where it gets interesting. What does a statement say? If it is used, this is a weird language here, to prove the truth of the matter asserted, it's hearsay. Let me explain. When a person is pulled over by the cops and the person says, okay, you might as well know I killed the 9 nurses. It's called a confession.
Yeah.
People know this all the time. That's hearsay. But it's used. Wait a minute. You're using it because the statement, we want it to be true. But there's an exception. Here's the thing about hearsay. It's 9 million exceptions. Here's the best one. Let's say somebody claims you're a communist, goes on TV and says, Mark Simone is a communist, and you sue that person for libel. You have to prove that that statement was made, that there was, quote, publication, that people heard it. If somebody whispers it, it's not libel. Nobody heard it. So you've got to get somebody somewhere to say, yeah, I was there, and here is Mark Simone, or this person saying Mark Simone's a communist. Isn't that hearsay? No. Why? Because we're not using it for that statement to be true. In fact, you want it to be false. What I'm trying to tell you, this is one of the most fascinating issues, but it's a word that we use whenever somebody thinks it means somebody said something. And what I'm trying to tell you is that somebody says something all the time. Here's the good news for President Trump. Number one, nobody cares about this. Nobody cares about this. It's a beltway. I'm in D.C. as we speak.
Oh.
They care about it here, only on the Hill. Nobody cares about this. Number two, in the case of Nixon, we knew that what Nixon did was wrong. The question was it so wrong that it warranted removing him? We knew in the case of Bill Clinton that what he did was wrong. Lying, perjury, whatever it was. But the question was, is it so wrong that we want to basically subvert the franchise and remove a duly elected president? In the case of President Trump, we can't even say that what he did was wrong.
Yeah. Well, there's also a big difference. Those guys were trying to stop an investigation in what they did. This is a guy asking an investigation into somebody else.
But here's the thing. But even if he wanted to stop something, not necessarily what Bill Clinton did was he just lied. And what Nixon did was he did stuff to other people. Yeah, there was cover-up. But the thing about it, though, was in the case of President Trump, let's assume one day, 2 days after election, he picks up the phone, does the same thing that they're alleging. There was nothing wrong with it. He's not trying to subvert the election. He's not trying to change, go after his political enemy. So it's the timing. So what they're saying to the American people, and as you correctly say, it's the independent and the undecided voter. You're telling the person what he did was wrong only if it is wrong, because of the timing. You see, this isn't sexy. People need things like Epstein. We want sex. We want, you know, women. We want something tangible. This is so hard to explain. But what also was amazing to me is the moral of the story is simply this. Nancy Pelosi stood basically and told Jerry Nadler, listen, I don't hear any more of this impeachment stuff. You got it? Hey, Stacks, you got it there, pal. That's it. Shut up. Now, shut up. Good. Then AOC and the lefty left contingent, she's tweeting, wait a minute, we're upset. So Nancy says, okay, let me recircle and says, all right, I'll make you a deal, President Trump. I'm going to call for an impeachment inquiry. What does that mean? It's like impaneling a grand jury. So what? Not only that, I've got six different committees that somehow have to coalesce and collate all this information. You will be retired. You'll be on Mar-a-Lago by the time they even get to Article 1 of this. So they must think he's going to win re-election. Why would they want to do this? If they didn't think he had a chance, you think they'd be going through this? And it sure beats coming up with a platform. People see through this. I'm telling you, next week, 2 weeks from now, it's over. It's done. It's finished. Nobody understands this. Now, when I see Richard Blumenthal, Mark, you so astutely have brought up, it's one thing to be a draft dodger. Okay, you could argue that. But a man whose basic, his provenance is lying about not being in the Marines, or but being in war. And people just say, whatever. Whatever. That to me is just a completely, there's not one honorable clean hand in this holding. So I'm telling you, I know scandal. The American public doesn't understand any of this. They don't understand what they're even talking about. They're just saying, oh, is it another one? Look at the transition of this. We went from two Russian troops relieving themselves on the percales of a bed, which I still don't understand why anybody wants to even watch it, much less pay for it. Then there was Russian collusion, and then they said he was just crazy. 25th Amendment, that didn't work. This is the latest iteration of this disease with these new manifestations. Nobody cares. We don't understand it.
No, it was this wonderful man. Russian collusion. Now it's Ukrainian collusion. They're not going to do every country, are they? Because this will take forever.
But remember, at the particular time, if you took any Democrat, anybody, and say for $25,000 and a new car, what did the Democrats stand for? And by the way, the latest one is the idea that this is Elizabeth Warren went through all this fakakta nonsense just to bolster her own. You don't even need to do this. None of it makes. Nobody can figure out where this came from. They have a scandal that they don't even understand. They can't even explain. Look, if you can't explain this in two sentences or on the back of a billboard, of a bumper sticker, if you can't have an elevator pitch with the American voter, forget it. They don't understand what the hell these are talking about. This is not impeachable. I'm not even sure I understand what the hell this is.
Well, I agree with you. Hey, we're out of time, but you should get tickets to go see Lionel. He's going to be at the Cutting Room October 5th, and he always sells out, so you should get the tickets early. What's October 5th? That's a Saturday, right?
That is a Saturday, right? Just go to me at Lionel Media on Twitter or lionelmedia.com. And Mark, you are a mensch. A mensch.
Go see him at the Cutting. That's one of the nicest clubs in New York. I love that. We did a show there the other day. The Cutting Room, really beautiful.
They're still talking about it. There's a friend of mine who met you. The man can't speak. He's been staring at the light since he met you. He won't wash his hands.
Oh, no, very nice guy and a good photographer. And go see
Lionel. Very good.
We'll see Lionel October 5th at the Cutting Room. Thanks for being with us. And check out the webpage. Some great stuff up there. Hey, look at this. Some secret video of Adam Schiff. Where do you see this? Also, what does an impeachment trial look like? Watch this. Here's some of the great moments from the Clinton impeachment. Also, you want to see the oldest photos ever taken in the U.S.? It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/.